simply because you are near me. Oh, honey, when you are near me, I'm in the mood for blood.
Excuse me?
Huh?
I couldn't help but notice that you've got such a beautiful voice.
Ah, my lovely one. You are such a feast for the eyes. And what to speak of the tongue?
Of all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious and difficult to control.
But, my dear, how can you speak to me of control when the mere sight of you fills me with lusty desires?
It is lust only, which is the all-devouring enemy of the world.
But, my dear, you misunderstand me. I feel a profound attachment towards
you. Of course!
You.
While contemplating the object of the senses, one develops attachment, and from that attachment, lust develops.
You little... You make me so angry I could bite you!
Yes, from lust, anger arises. From anger, delusion develops. From delusion, bewilderment and memory. And when memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when one loses his intelligence, one falls down from the spiritual path. You see, it's a very risky business.
If anyone is taking a risk, my dear, it is you. Obviously, you don't know who I am.
Obviously, you don't know who you really are.
I don't know who I am. Preposterous! Let me tell you then. I am Count Dracula of Transylvania, Prince of Darkness!
Obviously, you are in darkness, for only an ignorant man considers the body as the self and his place of birth as worshipable.
You think that you're so smart, huh? Then tell me, if I am not Count Dracula, who am I?
My dear sir, your human life has just begun.
Human life? Please do not insult me. I haven't known human life for over 500 years.
Never mind that. Atato Brahma Jigyasa.
A tomato what?
Atato Brahma Jigyasa. That is Sanskrit, and it means that human life actually begins when one asks himself, who am I? You see, you think you're this body, but your real identity is that of spirit soul, full of knowledge and bliss, and eternally connected to the Supreme Lord in an intimate relationship of love.
Love? Me?
Please understand, in contact with your material body and this material world, your eternal love for God has been transformed into mundane lust. And if you don't give up this blood-sucking business, there is a very good chance that in your next life, you'll take birth as a mosquito.
A mosquito? No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But why? But how?
Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail.
But I have never even considered such things before.
But you must.
I see that now. But what can I do? My only business is to inflict misery on others so that I can enjoy. Indeed, for personal pleasure, I do not hesitate to commit even the most abominable action. Yet, somehow or other, by your good instructions, I am feeling somewhat meek and humbled.
These are not my instructions. They are the words of Lord Krishna to Arjuna, as given in the Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Ah, put that book away. Its light is hurting my eyes.
Yes, Godhead is light, and ignorance is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no darkness. But you are wrong to think that this book will harm you. Rather, it will relieve you of all the misery of material existence, even your desire for blood.
But my desire for blood has not been satisfied for 500 years. How can I purify such a strong desire as this?
My dear sir, it is the arrangement of the Supreme that we drink the blood of the cow after it has been transformed into milk, the miracle food. And from this milk we make butter and ghee, in which we cook wonderful preparations like samosas, puris. But the real test is in the tasting. Here, try one of these.
No.
Go on. It won't bite you.
I'm the one who does the biting around here. Remember?
Yes.
All right. Give it to me.
It's good, isn't it?
Absolutely delicious. Give me more.
All right, just one. But if you want more, you have to come to our Sunday feast, where you can eat to your full satisfaction.
Is the recipe for this in that book?
No, the recipes are all in this one.
Thank you. That looks tasty.
And this is the book I mentioned earlier.
Oh, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Never was there a time when I did not exist. It sounds like my Uncle Vladimir. How much do I owe you?
Oh, just give what you can.
All right. Will 100 do?
Oh.
No. Keep the change.
Thank you. Now, don't forget the Sunday feast and bring your friends too.
Well, I'll be there for sure. But as for my friends, maybe another Sunday.
Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Excellent. I'll see you on Sunday then.
Bye-bye. Hey, Mommy, Wolfie, Uncle Vladimir. I found somewhere great we can go for a bite on Sunday.